Alabama has allowed many retailers to reopen at limited capacity, but businesses such as gyms, nail salons, and barbershops remain closed to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Church gatherings are also banned, but some sheriffs say they won't enforce the statewide order, saying it's unfair. Similarly, some mayors want restrictions lifted to help struggling small businesses. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
Blount County Sheriff Mark Moon knew he'd catch heat when he wrote on Facebook this weekend he wouldn't enforce the state's order.
But I also want people to understand that it's not defiance per se.
He says he told deputies not to barge into businesses or churches to shut them down, nor will he pursue punishment for violations. He says if his office receives a complaint, he'll send a deputy to remind the offender the order is in effect. But he says he hasn't received any complaints, and people know how to conduct themselves.
From what I've seen and from what I've heard, everybody is abiding by the order.
Sheriffs in Lamar and Marshall counties have indicated they won't enforce the order. That unease with the restrictions extends to some mayors, including Trussville's Buddy Choate.
These people did not depend on the government to put them in business, but the government is about to put them out of business.
And that, Choate says, is bad for everyone. So Monday, he held an event at City Hall. He says it wasn't a protest, asking Governor Kay Ivey to lift the order. Choate says that doesn't mean the pandemic isn't serious, but the order is unfair. He's been to big box stores, and he says plenty of people there aren't keeping their distance.
I just think it's unfortunate that the hairdressers and the fitness centers folks have not had the opportunity to at least try to show their customers that they can not only adhere to it, but probably be a little bit more safer than some of the other stores that are opened.
Law enforcement officers have some discretion when applying the law. A police officer probably won't cite you for jaywalking, for instance. But sheriffs occupy a unique position, according to Emily Ferris. She's a political science professor at Texas Christian University. Many police chiefs are appointed, unlike sheriffs. They're generally elected, so they feel more accountable to voters.
They view this role as particularly special in trying to protect people from intrusions from either the federal government oftentimes or also state governments as well.
Ferris says sheriffs can be more eager to enforce certain laws than others. Think Republican sheriff taking a hard line on immigration or a Democratic sheriff cracking down on guns.
So it seems on these hot topic issues that are divided in terms of partisanship, we're going to see some sheriffs view their role, whether right or wrong, as being the protectors of the Constitution, even if it puts them at odds with other elected officials.
Both Blount County Sheriff Mark Moon and Governor Kay Ivey are Republicans, so it's not simply a matter of partisanship in this case. Alabama's Republican Attorney General Steve Marshall says local officials are in the best position to decide how to enforce the order, and it shouldn't be heavy-handed. The statewide order only lasts until May 15th. What replaces it will determine whether the dispute over enforcement fades away or enters a new chapter. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.